Are there drugs out there that we could be using to treat COVID-19? A team working out of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania has identified 9 potential new COVID-19 treatments. Some of these are drugs that have already been approved by the FDA for treating other diseases. I'm joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Sarah Cherry, a professor of pathology and laboratory medicine in the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. Doctor, thanks for the time this morning. What is the general avenue of inquiry here? Obviously, you can't just look at every drug in the world. What are the paths you're following?
Yeah, thanks for having me today. So what we're trying to do is try to figure out if there are drugs that have already been found by companies or by academics that could be repurposed or reused for use against COVID-19. So that would allow us to bypass some of the initial safety testing because many of these drugs have already been tested in humans. So we have a better idea about if they would potentially work in the lungs against the virus.
You know, it's fascinating. We've talked with Nevin Krogan, the researcher here in San Francisco, at UC San Francisco, about some similar efforts. I'm wondering, if these two map. Are you taking the same approaches as he is, or different ones?
Actually, we're taking somewhat different approaches. And what's really exciting is by combining these different approaches, you can actually learn faster about which drugs might work better. So what we've been doing is actually taking the drugs and treating cells with the drugs and then infecting them and asking which drugs can block the ability of SARS coronavirus 2 to infect those cells. So we're directly looking at whether or not the drugs have activity on cells.
Are these generally antiviral drugs or do they fall into other categories?
Right. So that's a really good question. So what we started with is both the drugs that have been developed for antivirals, but we expanded it to other drug classes that have been identified for other indications, like for cancer or for other diseases like cardiovascular diseases, because we know that they're safe. And so we can basically leverage those previous studies to move more rapidly into clinical trials, potentially.
And so of these, there are 3, you say, I believe, of the 9 that are already FDA approved for other diseases. What does it take to repurpose them, if anything, to treat COVID patients?
Right. So then you have to think about what they were first designed for and whether or not that shows the appropriate safety profile. So, one of the drugs, actually, cyclosporin, was identified and used very effectively as an immunosuppressant. So what it does is it suppresses your immune cells, and so that could be beneficial for patients who are hospitalized with COVID because they also have too much immune responses. And so, in fact, there are clinical trials happening at the University of Pennsylvania and elsewhere testing whether or not cyclosporin might be even more active than other drugs that suppress the immune system because it also can block viral replication.
And this is one used as an anti-rejection drug in transplant surgery, isn't
it? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, we've had a lot of people who are post-transplant wonder about whether vaccines and their immunosuppressed status. There are a lot of questions around all of this. Would you mind taking a shot at that?
Well, so we don't really know how well the vaccine will work in different populations, right? So we know it works really well in people who have a normal immune response, but we're doing those experiments now on people who have different immune conditions are being given the vaccine by and large, and so we will have a better idea about how well they work. But there's also different vaccine platforms, and so it may be that some of the different types of vaccines will work better in some patients than others, and these will come out pretty soon, right?
Okay. Let me ask you one more before I let you go, and the work that you and your team are doing focus more on, or is there a way to characterize it, on treating early cases of COVID-19 or the more difficult ones, the hospitalized and ICU cases?
Right. So we're largely trying to find drugs that could be given to patients right when they present with symptoms, so that way we can prevent more people from then becoming hospitalized. So if we can basically reduce the viral infection early in infection, then we would prevent these more severe cases that end up needing to be hospitalized.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck with the work. Dr. Sarah Cherry is a professor of pathology and laboratory medicine in the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.